Ladies and gentlemen, William Griffith Thomas said, "We cannot make up for failure in our devotional life by redoubling energy in service." And that is a very wise statement. We have many people today who are trying to make up for a serious and bona fide prayer life and Bible reading life. The simple, basic, fundamental things of the Christian life. And if you have a family, you ought to do that with a family. If you have a prayer partner, you ought to do that with a prayer partner. For many are not faithful at this thing called devotions by themselves. And if you struggle with that, get somebody in the church to pray with you. If nothing else, by phone or down at the Dunkin' Donuts or someplace, but pray with somebody and be faithful at it, and you will not make up for it throughout the day. In fact, beloved, you will, no matter how hard you try to make up for devotions in the morning, you'll never catch up. Your day is already shot. Hear me, and hear me well. Your day is already shot if you don't put God first. Pray to Him. Read the Bible. Hear from Him. And meditate on His Word. Is my strong advice to you before you start your day. Get God in on it. Join me in reciting or reading the Apostles' Creed. It will mean something to you if you pay attention to it. I believe in God the Father Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost. Be still and focus. You're bouncing people up and down here. Who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He was seen alive by Mary Magdalene and the other women, the disciples, and over 500 other brethren. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now remember, starting tomorrow morning, we're going to show you a very short version of family devotions, and that will last for some time. For those of you who cannot possibly spend an hour or so in prayer with the family every morning, very few people can do that. And so we're going to show you a shorter version tomorrow morning, and we'll do that for a while. So we look forward to seeing you then. and there. Please join us in reading our devotional Bible passage this morning, Psalm 66, verses 8 through 12. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us, thou hast tried us, as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net, thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Can somebody say amen to the word of God? Dr. Matthew Henry wrote in his fine devotional commentary regarding this passage. He said, the Lord not only preserves our temporal life, but maintains the spiritual life which he has given to believers in Jesus Christ. By afflictions we are proved. By our troubles we are tested, as silver in the fire. If it's real, if your salvation is real, if your relationship with God is real, then you should not fall apart. Someone said yesterday that we have too many Christians who are falling apart under the pressure. And it's not even the kind of pressure that the old saints have had to go through. The troubles of the church will certainly end well. The troubles of the church will certainly end well. Through various conflicts and troubles, the slave of Satan escapes from his yoke and obtains joy and peace in believing. Through much tribulation, the believer must enter into the kingdom of God. That is a verse found in the book of Acts that my young Christian brothers and I, we hid in our hearts so many years ago when we first got saved in the Air Force. Through much tribulation must we enter into the kingdom of God. In other words, beloved, stop thinking that this is going to be a picnic. It is not. This is spiritual warfare. So you might as well get ready to fight. Please join me in praying for the estates and praying for government leaders, particularly based upon the Word of God that tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that includes presidents, governors, mayors, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Holy Father God, we pray for President Trump. We pray for Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence. We pray for First Lady Melania Trump. We pray for Second Lady Karen Pence. And Holy Father God, we pray for salvation, spiritual, family life, protection, provision, blessings upon these families and their administration. We pray that you'll give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and insight far beyond their years and their ability to do a good job for your glory, praise, and honor. We also pray for presidential aides, Chief Digital Officer Ori S. Reinhart. We pray these blessings upon the leaders of all federal agencies. We pray for National Science Board Chairwoman Maria T. Zuber. We pray for all state governors of these United States and Virgin Islands, particularly today in Guam. We pray today especially for Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. We pray for all city mayors, particularly all Florida mayors, the Houston mayor, and as I shared with you in the past, in the back, you need to focus on the people who are in crisis every day. And Holy Father God, we do pray for those who are in crisis right now, particularly give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and insight. Write that down. And Lord God in heaven, we pray for Des Moines, Iowa, Mayor Frank County. And we pray for all U.S. senators. We pray for Delaware Senator Chris Coons. We pray for all U.S. representatives, Colorado Representative Mike Kaufman. We pray these blessings upon all police chiefs, Des Moines, Iowa Police Chief Dana Wingert. And we pray for all sheriffs. We pray for Suffolk County, Massachusetts Sheriff Stephen W. Tompkins. Give these folks wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight to lead their respective areas. And Lord, we pray that you'd bless them with protection and leadership, guidance, and direction. Rebuke and bind the devil and his demons and his hosts from them. We pray for the men and women who have died trying to protect people in Houston and in Florida and in the Caribbean islands. We pray also for all military leaders. We pray first of all for James Mad Dog Mattis, a man I respect and like a lot, and we thank you, God, for him. Give him wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight, for he is a man's man. Help him to make the right decisions, to do the right things, and to continue to do the right things to keep this country safe. We pray for General Carlton D. Everhart II, Commander of Air Mobility Command. We thank you, God, for leading our government leaders to employ the military to help with these massive hurricanes. Down, down, square up, down, way, 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 way down, and square up, move back over this way. And Holy Father God, we pray for all law enforcement officials. We pray that is around, across this country and around the globe. And Holy Father God, we pray for leaders of all nations around the world. We pray for Libya's Prime Minister, Fayez al-Sarraj, that you would save his soul. We pray for salvation and spiritual and family and life blessings upon them. Open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears, and save their souls. Rebuke and bind the devil and his demons and his hosts, Lord, from that country. And Holy Father God, we pray for all church leadership. We pray first that you would save, that you would save all religious church leadership people who are religious but not saved, open their blinded eyes and unstop their deaf ears. We pray for all true Christian leaders who are born again. We pray that you would revive them again, revive all of us again, and help us all to get back to our first love, leaders and people in the church. We pray for the leaders of the United Church of Christ. Lord, I don't know about them, but you know about them. We pray for the board members, Carla Greg Kearns, Nadine Guzman, and Timothy Hatchfield, that you'll lead, God, and direct them in the way that you want them to go to lead that particular denomination in the right way. And Holy Father God, we pray for current events around the world. And Lord, you know about these and more than we know and better than we know, so we're not here to inform you. We are simply here to obey you, to pray for people in need. We pray for the salvation of over 3 million people, rather, through this ministry. We pray for over 3 million Christians to get back to their first love. And we pray for over $3 million to advance the cause of the gospel in Christ across this country and around the globe, and to help others who are sending us the Macedonian call. We pray for salvation, protection, comfort, and provision for those being affected by Hurricane Irma, for the comfort of the families of the 51 people who have died. We pray it's over that now. It's almost 80 people who have died in this hurricane called Irma because of it. 8 people died because the air conditioning was cut off in a nursing home. And Lord, comfort those families as only you can. We pray for the comfort and healing of the families and community involved in a shooting, in a tragic shooting in Plano, Texas, in a town where this normally does not happen, that left 8 people, young people, beautiful people, dead. We pray that you would comfort these families in an impossible situation to understand how young people gathering for a football game watching can be shot dead. Lord, help people to realize that there is a devil loose and that we all need to be prayerful, sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful, and listen to that still, small voice. We pray for the salvation, protection, comfort, and provision for those affected by the earthquake in western Mexico, for the comfort of the families of the 90 people who have been confirmed dead. We pray for the salvation, protection, safety, and recovery of all those affected by Hurricane Harvey. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, according to your holy word, Psalm 122:6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that love thee. We pray for all persecuted Christians around the world, that you would comfort them as only you can, and particularly give them grace in their trying hours and in their dying hours, and deliver them from the snare of the devil and protect their families around the world. And Lord, we pray for increasing online persecution right here in America. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and now we pray for the state of the media, the press. We pray for salvation, spiritual, family, life blessings upon Fox News correspondents. Lord, I am well aware that people in this world love to take sides and want us to hate certain people from certain groups. And Lord, we as Christians, in the words of your servant Tony Evans, we are not to be taking sides, we're the referees. We may not be good ones, but we're in the middle. And so, Lord, help us to love everybody and pray for everybody. In the same way, we pray for Douglas Kennedy, Rick Leventhal, and Molly Lyne. There, we pray that you'd give these people wisdom knowledge and understanding to report the news and not be the news and not make the news. And Holy Father God, we pray for all prayer requests that have come in to our ministry of Gospel Light Society and Gospel Light House of Prayer and other outlets. And we pray for Vijay for blessings in his ministry. We pray for Johanna, bless his church to buy a plot of land and build a building. We pray for Sarah, bless her with the finances that she needs to live on. We pray for Larby, give him understanding from your word and help him to hear your voice. And grant him a godly wife, help him carry out the work of God. Grant him grace and favor to win the lost souls for Jesus. We pray for Jimmy, heal his marriage that is in trouble. Heal all Christian marriages that are in trouble this morning, attacked by the devil, and help people to understand how unrelenting he is. We pray for Rusha, heal her grandfather, give her sister strength, bless her with a job and admission to school, help her and her siblings to be successful in life. Provide them with jobs. We pray for Lorraine. Lead her as she seeks to reduce violence and bring unity in Chicago. Help her to bring people to Christ so they can receive wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We pray for Anthony. Help him to do great things for your glory. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for Renee. Heal and bless her family. We pray for Rich. We pray that you'll bless him with the money he needs to pay his admission fees. And we pray also for the people who have trusted you as Savior through this ministry. We pray for Joyce. We pray for Eric. We pray for Thomas. We pray for Keith. We pray for Carrie, Cairo, and Japhet. Help these to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. Help us to be the disciplers of the disciples you want us to be. And Holy Father God, we pray for the people who have recommitted their lives to you through this ministry. We pray for Moffitt. We pray for Joni. We pray for Kizzy. We pray for Ann. We pray for John. We pray for Fode. And we pray for Frederick. We commit these souls into your hands, Lord. Let your will be done in their lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And for his sake, amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, our devotional reading today is titled Seeing Life from God's View, Part 5, from The Purpose-Driven Life by Dr. Rick Warren. He goes on to share with us, life on earth is a trust. This is the second biblical metaphor of life. Our time on earth and our energy, intelligence, opportunities, relationships, and resources are all gifts from God that He has entrusted to our care and management. We are stewards of whatever God gives us. Whatever you have, you are a steward of what God has given to you. No matter how much, no matter whether it's a lot, medium size, or just a little bit, you are a steward of whatever God has given to you. And we all have something. Amen, somebody. This concept of stewardship begins with the recognition that God is the owner of everything and everyone on earth. The Bible says the world and all that is in it belong to the Lord. The earth and all who live on it are his. We never really own anything. Allow me to repeat that. We never really own anything during our brief stay on earth. God just loans the earth to us while we're here. It was God's property before you arrived, and God will loan it to someone else after you die. You just get to enjoy it and take care of it for a little while. For life is but a vapor. It's here for a little while, and then poof, it is gone. Whatever you have, God is entrusting it to your care. You will answer to God for what you do with what you have. Can somebody say amen? Holy Father God, help us to remember this morning that everything we have belongs to you. It is a trust. These things are on loan to us just for a little while. They have never belonged to us. In fact, you owned them before we came, and you will own them when we leave. So help us to be wise servants and stewards, to use what you've given us to its fullest for your glory, your praise and your honor, and for the help of other people along the way. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, Jesus Christ says to you in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish in a place called hell, but have everlasting life in a place called heaven." Just recognize, dear friend, if you want to be saved this morning from hell caused by your sins, just recognize that you are a sinner, that you have done wrong in your life. You have offended God with your evil ways, your lying, your dishonesty, your whoredom, your rebelliousness, your bad attitude, your crimes. And understand that you will give an account to him for those things. But if you want those things forgiven and washed away through the blood of Christ, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You must call upon his name and ask him to save you. The Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he shed his precious blood on the cross for your sins, that he died on the cross, was buried, and rose again on the third day, he will save your soul. Let's pray and ask him to do that for you today. Follow me in prayer, what is called the sinner's prayer, believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray after me, phrase by phrase, as I did some 40 years ago. And if God can save me, he can save you. Holy Father God, I realize and I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done wrong and evil in your sight. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon me and forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent and change and to follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you just trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me, and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Bible, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you are on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.